weekends of shopping left until Christmas Day. Wow. So it's yet 4 weeks on Sunday. So I haven't even come up with a list yet, let alone even started doing the shopping. But I'm well aware that for this weekend, for many people, it's get the tree out time and get the decks out from the loft and what have you. So if you've thought a bit about what you'd be getting grandkids, kids for Christmas this year, good on you. Otherwise, there's always a bit of a rush on, isn't there, for that kind of must-have toy of the year. Dr. Amanda Gummer is from the Good Toy Guide, is here to help us wade through it all this year. Amanda, evening to you.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. There is, of course, a rule to go out and just splash out on everything and spoil the little rotters something stupid at this time of year and pressure to do that. But you've got yourself a set of rules, haven't you, that we should all be abiding by?
Well, yes. I think it's important that parents understand that kids thrive best when the parents are happy and healthy. So overspending and getting yourself into debt at Christmas and then being miserable in January, February, March isn't the way forward. So I think, and it's also important that kids learn that, you know, they don't get everything that they want. So I think the pressure is hard, but it's also difficult to know where to look for the right toys as well, which is why we've launched the Good Toy Guide.
The four gift rule we have here, just explain this.
Oh yeah, so that was that's an option.
Yeah.
Some people are sort of taken on board. And the idea is that children quite often get too many things. They're overwhelmed with choice. And actually, if you can limit the choices, they'll actually enjoy the products that they have got more. You're then teaching them the value of, you know, real value of Christmas rather than it being all about the presents. But it can help parents budget. It can help them prioritise things so you're not just wasting things. And obviously then you've got the environmental issue. You're not getting a load of stuff that they don't really want that's going to end up in landfill.
A load of clutter, really. So the four rules, something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read, which kind of rhymes, which is kind of good, isn't it?
Really?
So, so that idea that they do get something they want, that idea that actually we know you need this.
And that can be something to help them with their schoolwork or something that they need if they've got a sport that they're into and they need a new, you know, hockey stick or football or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's all good. And then something to wear is always nice. Christmas PJs if they don't need anything sort of regular. And then something to read. And I think that's really lovely, just a kind of Christmas storybook or something that they gives them a bit of downtime, and it gives them there's something lovely about a brand new book that, you know, the kids can absorb themselves in, and when the Christmas mayhem all gets a bit much, they've got something to go and just kind of curl up with and enjoy. If they're young children, then something that, you know, parents or grandparents can sit and read with them.
And it's adaptable to any budget, that, isn't it, really, when you look at those four rules?
Absolutely.
I've been guilty of it. I think most people listening have been guilty of having loads of stuff that you end up stuck in the back of the cupboard in January, or you said ended up in the landfill. So that's a good thing to abide by. Well, I mean, we do fall for that pressure, don't we, Amanda?
We do.
Is there a way of avoiding it? Having this something they want, something they need, something to wear, something to read. Mantra is a good one, but might not work for everybody, might it?
I should point out that's a fairly wide-ranging the four gift rule, isn't it? We didn't come up with that ourselves.
Yeah.
Liked it, and it's something that we're sharing with parents. But it goes along with the Good Toy Guide, where you've got an opportunity to research products. What I don't like is all those top 10 lists where the parents
have
the pressure to buy the latest toy or whatever. And I think it's important that parents understand that different toys do different things for different children, and having a balanced play diet, so you've got stuff that encourages different types of play, is important. That's another framework that you can use when you're sort of looking at what you're buying your children. So it's not all high-tech, whizzy toys. Some of it's low-tech, some of it's more, educational, some of it's creative, some of it's free and imaginative and all that kind of stuff. So I think there's lots of ways of being a bit more clever about it and not just giving in to the pester power for the thing that's had the best TV ad or the thing that the playground the kids are getting the pressure from the play guys down to buy. Because, you know, that stuff is often overhyped and overmarketed, and that's why the kids want it, whereas actually it's one of the things that ends up, you know, in the back of the cupboard after Boxing Day and never sees the light of day again. So being able to find things that suit your child, make sure that they're age appropriate, make sure that they, you know, they've got a bit of decent play value in them, and that they're going to last.
More important.
And also, I mean, I'm going to say this, but look for the Good Toy Guide logo. We've got companies like Tomy and Fiesta Crafts who have signed up to put all of their products through the Good Toy Guide testing. So, you know, looking for those kind of products that people have put some thought into, and they're not just piling it high and selling it cheap, I think is really important.